Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We call the State Board meeting back to order. Would you call the attendance, please? Yes.
Board Member Durham.
Here.
Board Member Flores. Probably on her way. Board Member Goff.
Here.
Board Member Masnack.
Here.
Board Member McClellan.
Here.
Board Member Rinkin.
Here.
And Board Member Schroeder.
Here. Thank you. Our first item this morning is a very happy one, the recognition of Colorado's outstanding educators. The first item is to recognize 2017 Colorado Teacher of the Year, Commissioner Amphis.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairwoman. We are really excited to be honoring our 2017 Teacher of the Year today. And right now I'm going to call on Executive Director of Federal Programs, Patrick Chapman, to come and tell us a little bit about our Teacher of the Year, and then we will hear from him.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner. As you noted, today we are here to honor Mr. Sean Wybrant, the 2017 Colorado Teacher of the Year. Each year, the Colorado Teacher of the Year program honors an exceptionally dedicated, knowledgeable, and skilled teacher to represent the entire profession in Colorado. The role of the Colorado Teacher of the Year is to act as an education ambassador to businesses, parents, service organizations, and media, a resource on the state of the profession to be available for workshops and conferences around the state, and an educator leader involved in teacher forums and education reform. A selection committee conducted a rigorous selection process to choose the Colorado Teacher of the Year. The selection committee consisted of representatives from the State Board of Education, Ms. Goff, Colorado Association of School Boards, Colorado Education Association, the Colorado Education Initiative, Colorado Parent Teacher Association, the 2015 Teacher of the Year, and other representatives from the education community. The application process included a written application, letters of recommendation, a personal interview, and a site visit. Candidates were judged on their ability to inspire students of all backgrounds and abilities. The teacher is expected to play an active role in the community and to have earned the respect and admiration of students, parents, and colleagues. Sean clearly demonstrates these qualities. Sean Wybrant, a career and technical education teacher at William J. Palmer High School in Colorado Springs, District 11, was named the 2017 Colorado Teacher of the Year by Education Commissioner Katie Amphis at an assembly on October 11, 2016. Mr. Wybrant has taught for 11 years, the past four at William J. Palmer High School. He engages students in meaningful projects and encourages exploration of a variety of topics, bringing learning to life for students. He says he became a teacher to change the world. In accepting this award, Mr. Wybrant will have the opportunity to spend part of 2017, will have the opportunity, making public appearances in support of the teaching profession and will be the face of all dedicated teachers in Colorado. Sean is at the top of his profession, respected and incredibly knowledgeable. In April, he will be honored by the president in a ceremony at the White House. Throughout his year, he will receive a number of high-quality professional development opportunities and will get to attend NASA's space camp during the summer. Commissioner Amphis was in attendance at the assembly. Would you like to say a few words about that day?
Yes. Thank you. Yes, I just want to say a few words about Sean and the assembly. It was clear when I went there how much the entire community and the students just absolutely love you and your passion, Sean, and how much of a difference you've made in that school and community. And it was just absolutely riveting and vibrant to be there when we announced Sean. So it is clear, I've been able to work with Sean since then on a couple of things. His ability to inspire students is amazing, and his passion just exudes from him no matter where he teaches everybody, not just students. When we walked into a meeting together the other day, he said, "Let me show you something one of my students is working on," and we walked through it. And so I think we couldn't have picked a better teacher for this honor, and I'm thrilled that he's here today.
Great. Now, let me introduce Sean Wybrant, the 2017 Colorado Teacher of the Year, to say a few words.
Madam Chair and members of the board, thank you very much for
for taking some time this morning to recognize educators, not just me, but other educators that are in the room as well. I appreciate that, as I'm sure does everybody else. And thank you, Ms. Goff, for coming down and being part of the selection committee, and thank you for coming down and being part of the assembly. I'm really excited about the opportunity that I get to be a voice for educators over the next year, and I'm really excited that I get to go around and gather stories from those educators, and I'm hoping over the course of this year that I can take those stories and bring them back and share them with you again. So that we kind of have a bookend, so that you can see where things are starting, and then I can come back and tell you about all of the great things that are going on. We have some really innovative and amazing programs around the state that I've been able to learn about, and while my program might have some great things going on, there are other programs that have some amazing things going on as well, and I look forward to sharing that with you and with the entire Colorado community and, you know, the world, because that's the way I roll. I also want to take just a second to say thank you very much to the people from CDE who have been helping in the transition, helping me learn and understand a little bit about what the roles and responsibilities are and some of the opportunities that I have to go off and experience and explore. And I would like to just sort of end by saying thank you very much for the work that you do on behalf of teachers and students, communities. You know, it's all about trying to make a better world, and the work that you do and the work that we do is aligned. And I'm really hoping that we can build a world where students are actually building a future that is bright and meaningful and powerful for everybody around them. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Wybrand. We commend you for your dedication to student achievement. We commend you for inspiring students to reach higher. We, too, look forward to all that you're going to be doing in your role in the coming year. Please, folks, join me in honoring our 2017 Colorado Teacher of the Year. Mr. Wybrand, if you'll come forward, you'll have your picture taken with your representative and our commissioner. As soon as I move. I can't remember. This chair's in the way, right? This way? The next item on our agenda is recognition of four districts and schools for their exemplary implementation of the Student Individual Career and Academic Plans, or ICAPS. Together with their counselors, teachers, and parents, these students direct the process of meaningful career and college exploration through ICAP. Commissioner Anthers, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to Misty Roosven, our Executive Director of Student Pathways, to introduce the districts and the awards.
Thank you, Commissioner Anthers, Madam Chair, and members of the board. So this morning, the individual career and academic plan is highlighted, and we've brought forward to you ICAP teams in the award-winning districts and schools that represent some of the best ways that ICAP provides meaning and excitement for students as they explore what is possible in the world after high school. The individual career and academic plan, or ICAP, was enacted into state law with Senate Bill 256 in 2009. This is the third year that the State Board of Education will be recognizing ICAP recipients, and selections were made by past recipients and a panel of schools and district representatives. So ICAP awards are divided into two categories, schools and districts. The award recipients for school ICAP teams include Lesher Middle School from Poudre School District and the Colorado School for the Deaf and Blind. The recipients for ICAP, for District ICAP, include teams from Garfield 16 in Parachute and District 11 in Colorado Springs. So we have also two honorable mentions, Del Norte Middle School in the San Luis Valley and Westminster High School. As far as process goes, just a brief note on process, I'll read brief excerpts from the nominations and then followed by photos. There are a few folks, the recipients, that would like to just give brief comments after each. At Lesher Middle School, if you'd like to join me, come on up. At Lesher Middle School, students are involved in the ICAP process all year. In November, many were part of a future planning extravaganza, and the ICAP teams wrote about it for 2 days. Eighth graders attended interactive sessions with professionals to learn more about healthcare, law, real estate, and avionics, along with post-secondary options like advanced placement, international baccalaureate, and concurrent enrollment. Then they joined their teachers and workforce center representatives for visits to businesses all over the Fort Collins area. This program, one of many at Lesher, has opened partnerships with local businesses that have flourished. It builds relationships with teachers, students, counselors, administrators, and community members. Students look forward to this event and parents are engaged. Congratulations to Warren Morrow, school counselor, and Stacy Ariano, and who are here from Lesher Middle School, and they just wanted to say thank you. Next is the Colorado School for the Deaf and Blind. The staff in the Employability Center at the Colorado School for the Deaf and Blind work with students who exit our academic program with better sense of who they are and how they can meaningfully contribute to the community. Included in the ICAP that each student designs are post-secondary education, independent living, and employability goals that can live in their personal lives and in their communities, because the ICAP goals are created by and for them, which they embrace as a roadmap for their future. Congratulations to Terry Lynn Gray from the Colorado School of the Deaf and Blind. She's here to say a few words.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I have a cold, so my voice is not too great right now, but I do thank you for this honor. And while I am the supervisor of the Employability Center at the Colorado School for the Deaf and the Blind, we have a team of 13 other individuals that work very hard to help our students to get a ICAP, to get a portfolio, to help them to understand why high school is so important, but starting all the way in elementary school, helping them understand why it's important and where they're going and what goals they have for their futures. So we work with those 13 individuals, as well as our schools for the deaf and the schools for the blind, the teachers in there. It's really a collaborative effort. So I'm really honored to be here to accept this award on behalf of the entire school. So thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is Garfield 16, and representatives did not make it today because of the record 4 feet of snow that the Western Slope has had over the past week, but we wanted to make sure and recognize them, so I'll just briefly read their excerpt. We believe that the ICAP is essential in helping our kids plan for their future, as well as helping the district plan to meet their needs as they work toward essential and professional skills. The ICAP is meaningful because it focuses on students' interests. We are starting at a very young age, engaging our students in as many experiences as possible. They really take ownership of the process, and each student is unique. Also, this process involves in-depth talks with parents about what is next and how they can support their student. We see the ICAP much more relaxed. We see students much more relaxed in their senior year simply because they have a plan. And in the words of Ken Happenstall, their superintendent, that is huge. So congratulations to Superintendent Ken Happenstall and their lead counselor, Mandy Dubby, and I know that they're listening in, so congrats to them. And the next and the final award is Colorado Springs District 11, and there are several representatives here today, so come on up, D11. So there's a trend here this morning with the Teacher of the Year and the ICAP recipients, all from Colorado Springs D11. The ICAP leadership team behind me in Colorado Springs District 11 has made ICAP a priority. Internal and external stakeholders are driving the process. Schools own their part in the process. Parents are engaged because they see the value. Students love learning and charting their future because they see relevance in their day-to-day. Ownership is high. We have written ICAP into district board policy as a graduation requirement. Even the mayor of Colorado Springs is involved in promoting ICAP. Career and technical education programming participation is up. FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid, completion is up, and college applications are up, and remediation is down. Mm-hmm. Dr. Gledis, our superintendent, calls it adding value to the handshake as we help students prepare for the world yet to be imagined. So congratulations to the ICAP team from D11. We have Logan, Corey, Rob, Sandra, Julie, and Dan, who represent counselors and principals from Russell and Holmes Middle School, and three administrators from D11. And Dan, I believe you want to say a few words.
Well, first and foremost, welcome to D11 Day up at the State Board of Education.
So, thank you.
What you'll also notice is that it always takes a team effort to do any of these things and to get them up and running for every child, all children in every single district. So. Thank you for the award. We're very humbled by it. And with that said, I would like to introduce Sandy Watkins, who is a school counselor at Holmes Middle School, her principal, Rob Utter, Logan Lasik, who is our PWR, post-secondary workforce readiness counselor, who is available to us because of the school counseling core grant. The school counseling core grant has been a catalyst for us to implement this work and make sure that it's effective for every single student and connects with businesses. And then, of course, we have Corey Notstein, former School Counselor of the Year, National School Counselor of the Year, and our counseling facilitator in District 11, and Julie Johnson, the principal at Russell Middle School. So collaboratively, all of our work together has made the ICAP effective, and we're very proud of that. Thank you very much.
So I'd like to commend all of you for your work in implementing the student career and academic plans. You've demonstrated that working together at as school counselors, teachers, and parents, and students have successful impact on students, telling them what they can achieve beyond high school. Please join me in honoring these award winners, and then if you'll come forward one school at a time, get a picture. Thank you. First Lesher Middle School.
Yeah.
Hold on. Just one sec.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking.
No promises.
I'm a teacher, not a photographer.
Exactly. All right, we're good.
I'm sorry, I'm waiting for somebody else.
Not that I don't care about you, but
I have one assignment. That's all I need.
Good. Gotcha. It has a little bit to do with it. I know. You're like perfectly done.
Should I wait for you?
Did we do Angelica?
Yeah, we need a picture of you guys. Just you guys up here.
And did you see Val has burgundy in her scarf? Rebecca just said.
Wait, should we do a picture really quick?
What?
Should we do a picture? Everybody's so coordinated.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, put that up on the Facebook and Twitter. Say.
Can you send this to Kim?
Yes,
this has happened several times.
I love it.
Jane and I have.
Joyce has a comment.
You know what? This is Joyce Rankin, Board Member Rankin, speaking. I just want to congratulate Ken Huppenstall, Superintendent from Garfield School District 16, and I want to let you know. You were not in the picture. We're going to try to Photoshop you in the picture of myself and Commissioner Anthus receiving your certificate. It'll be in the mail today. Congratulations, Ken, and thank you for all you do for Garfield School District 16.
So, folks, we're going to make a couple of comments, and then we're going to recess in order to go across the street to hear the State of the State. We'll be back in session at 1 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
At 1 o'clock today. But first of all, Ms. Maznik, do you have a comment?
Yes, I failed to do this yesterday, but National School Choice Week starts the week of the 22nd, and there will be a rally at the Colorado Capitol. I can bring you all scarves on Thursday the 26th at 11:30, and I hope to see everybody there supporting Great. School choice in Colorado.
Great. Thank you, and if I may, I would like to provide some information to my colleagues, which is that next Tuesday, we got this invitation kind of late, next Tuesday there will be a Colorado ESSA summit that is sponsored by a number of education organizations. In the Front Range. It will take place at the Adams 12 Five-Star School Conference Center, which is in Thornton. You're going to receive a written invitation. It goes from, we figure out, 10 to 3:30. And you are all invited to attend. It will have lots of teachers and principals. It's a great opportunity to hear comments from the folks who are in the trenches, and they will be talking about some of the recommendations that have been coming out of the spoke committees. So I wanted to make sure you have that. Sorry it's so late, but it just came to us quite late. Jane, do you have a question?
Yes, thanks. I wonder if that intended to be a public meeting, because it's out in there as such.
Yeah.
I think they
yeah, I
help, Patrick.
Madam Chair, I think it's not organized by us, so it's organized by the various organizations, so I'm not sure what their registration situation is. There's probably some space limits there, but I think we haven't been in charge of the invitation, so I'm not quite sure.
And actually, the invitation is literally coming after the registration deadline. However, since we received an invitation, I have a hunch we will be welcome.
Well, the invitation, the announcement and the invitation with the details has been in the public sphere for about 2 to 3 weeks.
Right. So I received one directly, but I'm not sure the board did. Just stumbling through here. This came to Denise yesterday.
And Rebecca? How much does it cost?
And I apologize. Could you repeat the details just one time?
Sure. It's next Tuesday from 10 to 3:30 in Thornton at the Adams 12 5-Star Conference Center. And I think you have an invite right there.
Thank you so much. I apologize. You're right.
That should help. It's not. There's not an agenda on this invitation. I'm guessing there might be an agenda with the times somewhere online. Would you happen to know? Dr. Anthony
will be there. I just don't know. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm making a few comments towards the end, but since we're not organizing it, I'm not quite sure of the details. So,
same here. This might be all we know.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Dr. Flores, did you have a question?
No, I was just wondering about the cost.
Okay. There's not a cost. It's supported by these organizations. So I guess we're recessing again until 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, folks. Oh, you want me to hammer? Go ahead and hammer.
Are we don't head over there until 10:30?
Or it says 10:15.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when we recess.
So, so you shove us out the door when it's time. Which means we walk around the building or we go in and... Oh, that's right, yes. So we don't have to go through security. Got it. I should find my name tag to put on. They like it when you have a name tag on. They think you've got it.